Welcome back. I'm Dan.
I'm James.
And we are here for episode 85 of the Cornwall Property Podcast. This is our market update episode. So not only have we got a market update, James, we have got, I'm sure you'd like to introduce this one, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. We've got our wow section, which is the opportunity for us to try and look at some amazing properties and guess the price, which I've been thoroughly enjoying over past episodes.
Yeah, so James is currently 4-2 up. So we're going to deliver you a couple of news articles that are really hot on in the world of property at the minute. Just keep your fingers on the pulse. And then we've got a bit of fun at the end with the wow of the week, where we'll do that comparison and have a little game and see who can get closer to the value of a Cornish property on the market as today, essentially. So indeed, I'll get kicked off, James. The story I have gone for is from This Is Money. And again, links are in the show notes, these articles, you can have a look. But those of you struggling with mortgages, there's a lot of people out there struggling with their mortgages at the minute, with the interest rates when you're coming from your current fixed term, which would have been fixed maybe 2, 3, 4, hopefully 5 years ago at a low, low, low rate. Now, when you come to fix a new rate in, it is
painful,
horrible, disgusting. So there's been some help out there. It's very new help. The government, along with lenders in the Financial Conduct Authority, this month have introduced a package of measures to support borrowers in these concerning times. And it's basically looking at how they can lower your rates for a temporary kind of period of time. So lenders, including NatWest, Nationwide, Barclays, now allow homeowners, so home loan customers as well, to switch to interest-only rates. Now, if you're in a capital repayment, which most people are for their home residential properties, what they're allowing you to do is for a 6-month term, switch to an interest-only rate. So you're not going to have to pay as much as you will be if you stayed on your current rate. They're just giving you like a little bit of a grace period to help. So to give you an example of what this looks like, so someone who's on a 20-year capital repayment term, they can simply switch temporarily for 6 months to a 40-year term, reducing their monthly payments. So it's just a little a lifeline. People are struggling. Obviously, it gives you a little bit more time to reevaluate, work out what you're going to do. Maybe your property's on the market, you're trying to sell. But interestingly, TSB are the first to actually roll this out to not only residential homeowners, but actually landlords and their buy-to-let properties. Now, interestingly, I think we are assuming most people do because that's what we do, but most landlords have interest-only mortgages anyway because they're just trying to increase their cash flow. They understand that the kind of equity and inflation pays down your mortgage anyway over time. But yeah, I think it's a little lifeline there. I think it's good news. And if you're struggling, it's just something that you can go to and look for some help. There is help there, albeit temporarily. What are your thoughts on that one?
I don't think anybody likes to be on interest-only just because they're not, you know, paying down any of the capital repayment. But I think it is, as you say, it's a lifeline and it is good for people to kind of get them out of hot water temporarily. The only thing I would say is that just be very, very clear on how much it's going to cost you, because it might be all nice and gravy that you're paying less on your rates, but watch out for those arrangement fees, because it's quite a common trend at the moment that lenders are giving you really nice headline figures and, you know, we can help you, we can do this and we can do that. But the arrangement fees can be quite high, sometimes 2-5% on the actual amount that you're borrowing. So just watch that when you add that, actually
slap that on the back end.
Work it out per, you know, how much you're actually paying back over that period of time, 6 months. In this case, you're actually worse or off on that. Don't say that's, you know, always the case, but yeah, do check it out. And I think we know that there's a few landlords out there that have just had enough with, you know, EPC ratings, you know, on the rise over the next couple of years, and now mortgage payments coming to the end of their 5-year fix. They are going to sell, but it just buys them a bit more selling time to be on a lesser rate whilst they do so.
Definitely. And we're not mortgage advisors either, by the way. We're just trying to just share what's out there. But interestingly, similarly to when it was the kind of the mortgage holidays during COVID, that sort of era, they were saying that, no, as with this, they're saying, look, this is something you can adopt in your mortgage strategy, but it will not affect your credit score. Well, they said the same about the mortgage rent or mortgage holiday period that people could take during COVID. But although it didn't necessarily impact your credit score there and then, what you did have to do was, when you're applying for new mortgages, you needed to then state, did you take a mortgage holiday? Again, they may ask you, are you taking advantage of the 6-month switch to interest only? Then that may hinder you. So it may not go on your current credit score, but these are things that may hinder you further down the line. So just be aware of that. You've got to be in some serious hot water, I think, to really opt for that. But it is there for those who need it.
Yeah, I think it's nice to have another option, because some people have just been put into a corner and panicking a little bit. So yeah, it's something. Talking of some things, I've also got some better news, if you like. The last few months, I've always been talking about us going north in terms of rates. Now we're actually coming down to the south, which is great. So my headline from mortgagestrategy.co.uk is average fixed rates drop first time since April, which is really, really good. And that was according to a Rightmove article on the mortgagestrategy.co.uk. And it says, average fixed rates are beginning to ease, providing some encouragement for under pressure borrowers, similar to what you've just been talking about there, Dan. As Rightmove's mortgage expert Matt Smith explains, average rate across 5-year and 2-year fixed products have seen their first weekly drop since mid-April, as the more positive economic news in recent weeks begins to filter through to the mortgage market and lenders tentatively begin to reduce rates. This matchup also adds that, as previously seen, lenders are likely to be waiting for the next few weeks' base rate announcement before any further action, so they can act with a little bit more certainty. But bottom line is rates are starting to come down, which is really encouraging, I think, not only for first-time buyers, but landlords as well. And it's news that we've waited for a very long time. So I think it's just hold on and watch and see what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think the market's pretty stale at the minute, isn't it? Anyway, just because people are holding on for these sort of updates. So it's no surprise, but it will help.
Yeah, definitely. I think just because that market has gone a little bit stale, you know, lenders aren't earning so much money, so they've had to do something because they won't have a business, as we said in previous episodes. So yeah, watch this space.
Excellent stuff. Again, links to the show notes in for both of those articles. So wow the week. James, it pains me to say it, but you have got a lot of a lead, which is worrying. So we are here. Jay has picked out this week's wow of the week, and I've got it here. So again, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see this, and I will scroll down. Again, we'll put the link to this property in the show notes as well, so you can have a little look if you're listening on your podcast audio devices. So James,
I'll have to do a little bit of a lean over.
Yeah, come over, little gander. Whoa. So all I can see here is wow of the week. It's in Newquay, Granal Road in Newquay, and it's a 3-bed, 2-bath. Jay is going to put a minute on the clock for us, and we're going to start in 3, 2, 1, go. So, James, talk through what you got here.
Very modern looking building. Looks like a new build. We've got a really nice a mezzanine balcony, which looks really nice.
Stone cladding here. Modern, isn't it?
Yeah,
modern.
Nice garage. Looks like a lovely little outbuilding with an office. It's been done to a high standard. Definitely a new plot. I think overlooking the Ganel,
yeah,
obviously. Yeah,
lovely views. Modern, very modern.
Yeah.
I like it. Oh, those views are beautiful, aren't they, from that open spec?
Nice. I would say medium to high spec fittings in the property by looking at it. Done a nice job. Looks good. How many bed was it again, Dan? Three.
Three bed, two baths. Got its own driveway. Nice driveway. Nice private driveway.
Yeah, that's right.
It's got a, what is it? Is it detached?
Detached. End of the row.
And attached.
Surprised I didn't go bigger with it, actually. But there we go.
I imagine that's like a home office or a gym in the garden as well.
Yeah, definitely, with the gabions and the bottom.
So that's our minute up. We now need to come up with a price for this property. Okay, I don't know where to go with this one. I'm a bit stuck. I am 4-2 down, and I am thinking, where do I go with this? I've got a figure I'm going with. I'm gonna type it on my phone so that you know. I think you need to do the same as well. So we haven't actually got pen and paper today, have we? Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna put a figure on mine. You put a figure on your phone, your calculator.
I can put it on here. It's not a problem. Just so I'm not lying.
So,
oh God,
you got a figure?
It's
ready?
It's on its way.
Really interesting, guys. Put in the comments what you think this property will be valued at. Again, I'm just gonna go up and down on the images so you can see it. This is all we have. These aren't all the images either, I'd believe, on the advert, but it is 3-bed, 2-bath. I think I've gone too high. Right.
I think I have, yeah. What have you got, Dan?
3, 2, 1, show.
Oh, it's close, 750. I've gone 800.
Oh, righty then. So I think you're going to get this because it's just going to be over.
Don't start that. You've had plenty
of opportunity.
Let's find
what it is. So I clicked on the link at the bottom. 1 mil.
Oh, he's straight in again.
I was, no joke,
here we go, the old,
I had 950 written
the
down.
Old, I was just, here comes the hand on the forehead.
Oh man, I had 950 written down, I just changed
literally.
It. It's a million, that is.
Yeah, that'll go at 850.
Million, what's that? That was up in May. I put that up on May for a mil.
Yeah, so.
Goundaries.
4-bed, I would have gone to the 9s, but not at 3-bed. And it's not that big.
No. Oh, we pay $1 million for that. Well, obviously, no, people aren't, especially in this market currently.
Yeah,
I think really funky. I didn't realize the shape of the building. Actually, when you look at the floor plan, it's quite a funky shape, isn't it?
It is, and that's why it's small.
It's small.
I think for the size of the plot, it's a very dinky property. That drive is like,
you're paying for the views. That's simply it.
Yeah,
or not. At the minute, it's still on the market. Yeah. Well, look, that's on for Goundaries. Well done, Jay. Thank you for stumping me, and it's now 5-2 to James. Really, really annoyed myself, and it's sitting my gut.
It just got worse, didn't it?
It did. Well, look, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. Please let us know what your values were, and we'll look forward to seeing those and hopefully making ourselves feel a bit better. But good. Bye from me.
Bye from me.